This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Biden administration began its first high-level face-to-face talks with key rival China Thursday, saying that Beijing's actions threaten a global order based on rules and vowing that Washington would stand up for its friends. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told China's top diplomat Yang Jiechi and State Councilor Wang Yi in Anchorage that the United States side would discuss its deep concerns about Chinese actions in Xinjiang, Hong Kong, and Taiwan, as well as cyber attacks on the United States and economic coercion of allies.
Our discussions here in Alaska, I suspect, will run the gamut. Our intent is to be direct about our concerns, direct about our priorities, with the goal of a more clear-eyed relationship between our countries moving forward.
In a lengthy response to the U.S. opening statement, Yang hit back, accusing the United States of using its military might and financial supremacy to pressure countries and of abusing national security to threaten the future of international trade. The talks are expected to last until Friday. President Joe Biden says that his administration's goal of vaccinating 100 million Americans before the first 100 days of his administration will be reached as of Friday. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The president's goal was 100 million shots administered in his first 100 days. He says that'll be met tomorrow on day 58.
We're way ahead of schedule. But we got a long way to go.
He's calling it a time for optimism, but not relaxation, noting virus cases rising in some states. Still, as America's vaccination program ramps up, the White House says it's finalizing a deal to loan 4 million AstraZeneca shots to Canada and Mexico.